Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 140 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for July 18th is, what fears are holding you back from living your dreams? Every day you have the opportunity to choose between your fears and your dreams. What are the consequences resulting from each choice? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of pursuing our dreams. Today I'd like to share with you a story about one of the bravest men in history and his courageous actions, which might have possibly changed the entire course of history. It was July 2nd, 1863, and Colonel Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain led his men from the 20th Maine Regiment into position on a small hill known as Little Round Top. This was the second day of fighting in the pivotal Battle of Gettysburg in Pennsylvania during the American Civil War. The Confederate Army, led by General Robert E. Lee, had invaded the North and threatened the capital city of Washington. Fortunately, the Union troops from the northern states had secured a string of high ground just south of the town of Gettysburg, which gave them the advantage. At the extreme left of the Union lines, Chamberlain and his approximately 300 men were placed. They were the flank. If they did not hold, the Confederate troops would not only gain the high ground, but they would be able to basically swallow up the entire Union army from behind. Chamberlain's men were tired from a hard march that day to even get to the battle, and they each had about 60 rounds of ammunition. If you're not familiar with warfare during this period, each man had to reload his rifle after every shot. A highly skilled soldier could get off 3 shots in 60 seconds. Chamberlain and his men from Maine faced wave after wave of attack from the Confederate troops coming up the slope of Little Round Top. As each wave came, more of his men were killed or wounded. He tried to ask for reinforcements from the regiments farther down the line to his right, but they were in a dogfight themselves, and several of their commanders had been killed. It was chaos. But in the midst of that chaos, Colonel Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain faced a decision. He could choose between fear and courage. So let's look at 3 things he did that day to live with courage. The first thing he did was diagnose the situation and survey the consequences of his different choices. If he caved into his fears and retreated, the Union army could potentially be destroyed by the end of the day. He knew retreat was not an option. He wasn't afraid to ask for help, but when word came that no help could be sent, he knew the responsibility fell squarely on his shoulders. As more of his men were taken out of action and the ammunition held by each man dropped lower and lower, he knew he could not just sit there and fight all day. He knew it would take some type of action to turn the tide. The second thing he did was he leaned on his education and training, his preparation. Chamberlain was a professor of rhetoric at Bowdoin College before the war. In other words, he was more of a thinking man than a man of action. But he was a leader, and he had learned and studied the military handbooks during his first 2 years of service in the war. One of the decisions he made during the battle was to refuse the line. This meant in the center of his regiment, he turned the line so that it became an L shape. This meant the Confederate troops from Alabama would have to cover a much greater distance if they were to get around their flank. And the third thing Chamberlain did was he made a decision he knew in his heart to be right, even though he had no idea what the result of that decision would be. With only about 2/3 of the men he started with still able to fight, with his men out of ammunition, with knowing his men may not be able to withstand another assault from the Confederates, Chamberlain ordered a right wheel forward, a charge. Not just a charge, but a swinging charge like a door to use the advantage of the L shape his troops were lined up in. For those who witnessed it that day, from both sides, as many of the Confederate troops later wrote about it as well. It was one of the most magnificent things they had ever seen. By the time Chamberlain stopped his troops, as they swept down and past the base of the hill, they had inflicted hundreds of casualties and captured over 400 Confederate prisoners. They had saved Little Round Top, the Union Army, and possibly the United States as we know it today. At a time when he faced a choice between fear and courage, Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain diagnosed the situation and surveyed the consequences. He leaned on his education and training, and he made a decision he knew in his heart to be right for the men he was leading, no matter what the result may be. He chose courage, and he chose action. So how about you? What fears are holding you back from living your dreams? Every day you have the opportunity to choose between your fears and your dreams. What are the consequences resulting from each choice? So how does our story today about Colonel Chamberlain relate to you and me? We may not be in a life or death situation with people trying to kill us, but every day we are in a situation where we face the fears of chasing our dreams, and we can retreat. We can sit there and hope everything turns out in our favor, or we can be courageous and take action. And maybe it really is a matter of life or death. The life of living out our vision and becoming the person we were created to be, or the death of our dreams. And when our backs are against the wall like they were for Colonel Chamberlain and the 20th Maine that day, we are much more likely to take action. So maybe we need to apply some pressure to ourselves and back ourselves against the wall. Now, there is a difference between stress and pressure. Stress comes from external forces and usually causes us panic and anxiety because we don't have control over those things. But pressure comes from within us, and when channeled properly, it can propel us forward and help us take action with courage. So let's put some pressure on ourselves to pursue our dreams with courage today. Let's write our own story so we can increase our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.